Sri Guru Angoranga. Trinadapi Sinichena. Sara Iva Sahishnuna. Amanina Manadena. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Haryanama. Haryanama. Haryanama Eva Kivalam. Kalo Nastiva Nastiva. Nastiva Gatiranyata. I'd like to pay my obeisances to the assembled devotees, both here in the temple room and who are online. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kriva sindubhya evacha patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Before I begin, I'd like to make a personal appreciation of the nice preaching I was hearing in the previous class by my longtime friend, Prabhupada Jivan Das. Very nice. Let us now continue with this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And are you watching or reading? Okay, good. Yes, very good. Thank you. So we are studying this Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is subtitled The Character of the Living Force in Immortality. We are observing the character of the living force in mortality. Because we're hybrid, we have to go through this dream called death. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this book, is describing the living force, Chaitanya, in the state of immortality, liberation, Jivan Mukta, somebody who in this mortal world is liberated. Of course, in Bhagavatam, we see many examples of such persons. There are so many kathas of individuals who, living in the material world, were liberated. Dhruva, Prahlad, and so many kathas you can see. Oh, here's a special case scenario. But this Chaitanya Charitamrita is special because it is Krishna coming in the role of a devotee. And who is the best devotee of them all? Srimati Radharani. And so Krishna comes in her move. Are we ready to proceed? All in favor say Gauranga. Gauranga means Gauranga. He has that body, golden. Gauranga also means Panchatattva. He comes in five features. That's the title of the chapter. We studied that in the first section because this chapter, one of my favorite chapters of all time, there are different parts. The first part was all about Panchatattva. Krishna Chaitanya, Nithananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Srivas. So the first section. Then the next section, which we studied, was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining about Harinam Diksha, how his spiritual master, even after perfection in chanting, gave him three instructions. Anyone remember those three instructions that he gave him after perfection? Keep on chanting. That's significant. What else? Yes, stay in the association of devotees. And number three? No. That would be if I was a spiritual master. Preaching. Very good. That's why I was pointing to you. Preaching. Ever since we met, he's always wanted to preach. Right from the start, he had that desire to preach. Remember? He was always give me a chance, give me a slot. Yes. Way back in the 90s. All right. So we left off on text number 108, Ashtotra Shata. And we'd like to say hello to the 11 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol. All right. Let us continue. So where we're at now, the Mayavadi sannyasis headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, They have heard Lord Chaitanya's story. So then they say, well, what's the fault with Vedanta? Because that's their main thing, studying Vedanta Sutra, especially Shankaracharya's commentary, known as Sharirika Bhashya. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I can explain Vedanta, no problem. I know it. So now he's in the midst of explaining to them the real purport, the Bhakti Vedanta. Here's the original Bhakti Vedanta right here, text number 108. So Lord Chaitanya says, the absolute truth is described in the Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. So Brahma Sutra is a synonym for Vedanta Sutra, all right? But one must understand the verses as they are. Ah, there's the key. What's Prabhupada's Gita called? Yes. That is the supreme glory in understanding. And this, all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is one of their main things. The supreme glory as they are. No misinterpretation. Elsewhere, when Lord Chaitanya is dealing with Sarvabhauma, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the greatest. Prakashananda was number two. Yeah, Sarvabhauma was the kingpin of Vedanta philosophy. He was the top guy. So that's when Lord Chaitanya converted him, the news, what? We're just like supposing, you know, whoever's the head of Al-Qaeda right now was all of a sudden to become a Hare Krishna. That would be worldwide. What? Right? So it was big news that Sarvabhauma became a fanatic follower of Lord Chaitanya. It was big news. He was the number one Mayavadi philosopher in all of India. So when Lord Chaitanya was convincing him, preaching to him, because what had Sarvabhauma had said, I'm going to teach you Vedanta because you're a young sannyasi, you're very handsome, you're young, so I'm going to protect you, I'm going to reinitiate you, because Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in a lower class. In the Maya, in Shankara Sampradaya, they have like upper crust sannyas, middle, and so Lord Chaitanya's sannyas was low class. So Sarvabhauma wanted to reinitiate. I'm going to really, so you listen to me for Vedanta. For 7 days, Lord Chaitanya just sat there. Sarvabhauma spoke and spoke, but didn't say anything. So after 7 days, Sarvabhauma said, usually a student asks a question or makes a comment. You just sit there and don't say anything. What's going on? Lord Chaitanya said, well, you know, you asked me to listen, okay, I'm being polite, but what you're saying don't make no sense. Because I understand the Vedanta Sutra, it's as clear as the sun. But your explanations are like clouds. So Sarvabhauma, oh, so you think you tell me? Yeah, he opened that door. So he opened that door, Chaitanya said, okay, fine, bam. And then Sarvabhauma tried to argue, but, and Lord Chaitanya, each argument, Lord Chaitanya shot down everyone. He was speechless. Sarvabhauma, imagine, the topmost Mayavadi philosopher, and all. He wasn't even a sannyasi, he was a grihastha. Here, Lord Chaitanya, boom, boom, he leaves him speechless. And then, that night, I guess he didn't get, but you know how it is. Okay, now I'm top dog, right? Now I'm number one. So that's, but it's going to happen. All right, so that was the point. Lord Chaitanya was saying, the statements of Vedanta Sutra are as clear as the sun. All right, let's go to Prabhupada's purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. It has become fashionable since the time of Shankaracharya to explain everything regarding the Shastras in an indirect way. Scholars take pride in explaining everything in their own way, and they declare that one can understand the Vedic scriptures in any way he likes. This quote-unquote any way you like method is foolishness and has created havoc in the Vedic culture. One cannot accept scientific knowledge in his own whimsical way. Mr. pharmacist, you understand this very well. You cannot concoct, oh, you have this ailment? Well, let's take any. You'll lose your job. You'll get, could even go to jail. Big lawsuit, right? Say one of your workers mixes the medicine. A person thinks he's getting some blood pressure medication, instead gets something for kidneys or something for, male impotency. That was Prabhupada's argument when John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, when Prabhupada was preaching to the Beatles, John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, said to Prabhupada, well, you know, it's names of God. Any mantra is good. Prabhupada said no, and he gave that argument. He said, when you go to the doctor, there are so many medicines, but you don't just take any medicine. So yes, there are so many mantras, but the specific mantra for this day and age, Maha Mantra. The doctor has, Dr. Chaitanya has prescribed, right? I can see the commercials now. Dr. Chaitanya recommends the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Okay, one cannot accept scientific knowledge in his own whimsical way. In the science of mathematics, for example, 2 plus 2 equals 4, and one cannot make it equal 3 or 5. Yet although it is not possible to alter real knowledge, people have taken to the fashion of understanding Vedic knowledge in any way they like. That's because it's Kali Yuga. In first canto, there is that verse by the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shonaka, how the symptoms of Kali Yuga, and one of those is, whatever I think, that's okay. Anything, that's your opinion, my opinion. My opinion is as good as your opinion. All right. It is for this reason that we have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. We do not create meanings by concoction. Sometimes commentators say that the word Kurukshetra in the first verse of the Bhagavad Gita refers to one's body. But we do not accept this. We understand that Kurukshetra is a place that still exists. And according to the Vedic version, it is a dharmakshetra, or place of pilgrimage. People still go there to perform Vedic sacrifices. Foolish commentators, however, say that Kurukshetra means the body and that Pancha Pandava refers to the five senses. In this way, they distort the meaning and people are misled. Here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that all Vedic literatures, including the Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, and others, whether Shruti, Smriti, or Niyai. So, Shruti means Vedas, Smriti, that which is derived from the Vedas, Niyai, logic, must be understood according to their original statements. To describe the direct meaning of the Vedic literatures is glorious, but to describe them in one's own way, using imperfect senses and imperfect knowledge, is a disastrous blunder. So, you probably have heard, the conditioned soul has four inherent defects. Imperfect senses. And with those imperfect senses, you're bound to make mistakes. And because you make mistakes, you're probably an illusion. And then, after that, you try to bluff others and cheat. So these are the four cascading defects of a conditioned soul. A Jivan Mukta, we talked about that at the beginning, doesn't have these four defects. That's who we want to get transcendental knowledge. Somebody who doesn't have these four defects. Like Vyasadev, who we're going to, is it Thursday or Friday? His day is coming. Thursday or Friday? 15th. All right, I'll tell you what it is. Yes, Friday. Beginning of Chaturmasya. That's Vyas. We call it Guru Purnima, right? That actually is the day you're supposed to worship Vyasadeva. Because all gurus are coming after, right? We call it Vyasasan. It has meaning. That means if you're going to sit on that seat, you have to represent Vyas. Otherwise, don't sit there. You have to represent Vyas. That's the meaning of that word, Vyasasan. Okay, so Vyasadeva does not have these four defects. That's why whatever he is presenting, we accept. No argument. We don't argue. He's the judge. Final order. It. Okay, let's continue. To describe the direct meaning of the Vedic literatures is glorious, but to describe them in one's own way, using imperfect senses and imperfect knowledge, is a disastrous blunder. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fully deprecated, meaning criticized, objected, okay, the attempt to describe the Vedas in this way. Now Prabhupada is going into a different direction. Regarding the Upanishads, the following 11 Upanishads are considered to be topmost. Isha, that's one that Prabhupada translated, even before he came to America. In India, he did that, Isha. Kena, Kata, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Taittiriya, Aitreya, Chandogya, Brihad Aranyaka, and Shvetashvatara. However, in the Muktopanishad, verses 30 to 39, there is a description of 108 Upanishads, and they are as follows. Ishopanishad, Kenopanishad, Katopanishad, Prashnopanishad, Mundakopanishad, Mandukyopanishad, Taittiriyopanishad, Aitareyopanishad, Chandogyapanishad, Brihad Aranyakopanishad, Brahmopanishad, Kaivalyopanishad, Jabalopanishad, Shvetashvatarapanishad, Hungsopanishad, Arunebhyopanishad, Garbhopanishad, Narayanopanishad, Paramahamsopanishad, Amritabindupanishad, Nadabindupanishad, Shiropanishad, Atharvashikopanishad, Maitaranyanupanishad, Kaushitikupanishad, Brajjabalopanishad, Nrsinga Taponiopanishad, Kalagni Rudropanishad, Maitreyupanishad, Subalopanishad, Kshurikopanishad, Mantrikopanishad, Sarvasaropanishad, Niralobampanishad, Shuka Rahasyopanishad, Vadra Shukipropanishad, Tejo Bindu Upanishad, Nada Bindu Upanishad, Dhyana Bindu Upanishad, Brahma Vidyopanishad, Yoga, Tattvopanishad, Atma Bhuda Upanishad, Narada Parivrajakopanishad, Trishikupanishad, Sitopanishad, Yoga Chudamya Upanishad, Nirvana Upanishad, Mandala Brahma Brahmana Pondashari, Dakshina Murtya Upanishad, Sharaboni Upanishad, Skanda Upanishad, Mahanarayana Upanishad, Advaita Tarka Upanishad, Rama Rahasya Upanishad, Rama Tapani Upanishad, Vasudeva Upanishad, Mudgala Upanishad, Sandilya Upanishad, Pangala Upanishad, Bhiksha Upanishad, Maha Upanishad, Sharidaka Upanishad, Yoga Shika Upanishad, Turyatita Upanishad, Sanyasa Upanishad, Paramahansa Parivrajaka Upanishad, Maliko Upanishad, Avyakta Upanishad, Ekakshara Upanishad, Purna Upanishad, Surya Upanishad, Akshi Upanishad, Adhyatmo Upanishad, Kundika Upanishad, Savitya Upanishad, Atma Upanishad, Pashupata Upanishad, Parambrahma Upanishad, Avadhuta Upanishad, Tvipurato Upanishad, Devi Upanishad, Tripura Upanishad, Kata Rudra Upanishad, Bhavana Upanishad, Hridaya Upanishad, Yoga Kundalini Upanishad, Brahmopanishad, Rudrakshopanishad, Ganopanishad, Darshanopanishad, Tarasaropanishad, Mahabhakyopanishad, Pancha Brahmopanishad, Pranagni Hotropanishad, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Krishna Upanishad, Yajnavalkya Upanishad, Varaha Upanishad, Satyayani Upanishad, Hayagriva Upanishad, Dattareya Upanishad, Garuda Upanishad, Kalyan Upanishad, Balya Upanishad, Sabhagya Upanishad, Sarasvati Rahasya Upanishad, Bhavrichyopanishad and Muktikopanishad. Thus there are 108 generally accepted Upanishads, of which 11 are the most important, as previously stated. So based on these names, you get some idea. I wonder if it's like you saw some Garuda. Is that happen? Yeah. So you heard many of these names. You're like, wow. I wonder what. He says what he says. What? No, four Vedas are separate from this. Yes, 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 yes. Some Hindus only accept four Vedas and 108 Upanishads. They don't go any further. I've met someone. Yes. Go ahead. Go, go, go. Vedas. Who said? Who said? You're saying, who's stopping them? Who says they can't? What do you mean? How can ISKCON stop anybody from doing anything? What do you mean ISKCON? I don't understand your question. Okay, in ISKCON, the general working principle is what Prabhupada has given us, that will be the standard. Now, if somebody reads Rig Veda and in a class makes a reference, they're not going to shoot them. You follow? But, Prabhupada said four books are sufficient. Gita, Bhagavatam, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Nectar of Devotion. So if you're talking about in terms of classes, no. The classes are going to be on Prabhupada's books. But nobody's going to stop. Come on. You know how many books are being translated now by Prabhupada's disciples? Hundreds. Right now, ISKCON has translated so many books. ISKCON can't stop anybody from doing anything. But in terms of managerial, they may say, no, you can only speak like this, which is a good thing. It should be that way. And you know me. If it ain't in Prabhupada's books, talk to the hand. Right? All right? Okay. That's your mistake. Thank you. So that's why. So there you go. There you go. That's why you stick with, again, you want to read these Vedic texts given to us by a unconditioned soul. So that's why me, myself, I've been given so many books. And I say, look, no offense, but I don't know if this person translating is a self-realized soul. I know Prabhupada is, so I'm going to stick with what I know. And from what I've seen, there's enough even in this chapter that we're studying now keeps me going. Yeah, you got to be very careful who you get your medicine from. You got to be very careful. You go to a reputable pharmacy, not, you know, Mother Maria's pharmacy on the east. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Well, if you, if, okay, again, in ISKCON. In other words, You want ISKCON to publish it? Then you got to go through a whole rigmarole. GBC, stamp, this, that. Okay? You yourself, privately, who's going to stop you? You know Sanskrit? All right, well. No, I'm just, you know, you can do. But one thing is, you know, there is a committee that approves this is an authorized BBT publication. Okay, so there's a whole process you have to go through. You have to use the word vetted. Because, you know, anybody can do anything. Doesn't mean, like you said, this professor, right, he's not even a devotee. All right, looks like you're interested in the Rig Veda. So what you would need is somebody who is pure, who's going to give you Rig Veda as it is. Find that person. Okay? Can we go further? All right. Text number 109. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Good. Our internet connection is working nicely. Text number 109. Sripad Shankaracharya has described all the Vedic literatures in terms of indirect meanings. One who hears such explanations is ruined. So this is Lord Chaitanya telling. So just imagine. Lord Chaitanya is criticizing the founder Acharya of the Mayavad Sampradaya. But they opened the door, right? He wasn't going to say it, but they asked. So Lord Chaitanya, okay. So here is a big punch. Yes, but let's see. So he's telling, Sripad Shankaracharya has described all the Vedic literatures in terms of indirect. He just got finished saying, glorious is when you explain it directly. Yes. Now he's saying, but your Shankaracharya is describing it indirectly. Next, let's go. Shankaracharya is not at fault. For it is under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he has covered the real purport of the Vedas. I'll give you an example. Say you're a spy for the government. So sometimes as a spy, you act in a duplicitous way and say things to the enemy so that you can capture Osama bin Laden. In other words, in this realm of espionage, sometimes it's good to tell a lie, Yudhishthira. Right? So Shankaracharya, who's none other than, yes, Shankaracharya is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, is on a covert operation on behalf of Krishna. That's who Shankaracharya is. He's a covert, he's a devotee, but he's doing a covert mission, preaching this Mayavadi philosophy. So that's what Lord Chaitanya, Shankaracharya is not at fault. If you're a successful spy, you get a raise in pay, you get a nice, you know, award, nice, maybe nice Rolex imitation watch or whatever they can afford. So Lord Shiva, as he's saying, Shankaracharya is not at fault, for it is under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he has covered the real purport of the Vedas. All right? Purport. The Vedic literature is to be considered the source of real knowledge. But if one does not take it as it is, one will be misled. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is an important Vedic literature that has been taught for many years. But because it was commented upon by unscrupulous rascals, people derived no benefit from it, and no one came to the conclusion of Krishna consciousness. So right there, in one sentence, Prabhupada is telling you, what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? Krishna consciousness. Since the purport of the Bhagavad Gita is now being presented as it is, However, within 4 or 5 short years, thousands of people all over the world have become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada is writing this 1972-73. So, Prabhupada has seen the facts. Prabhupada, you were mentioning. Prabhupada came on a boat, 40 rupees. Now, 5, 6 years later, he's got temples, he's got disciples, and he's got temples all over the world, and people are performing devotional service. So, it's not that he's bragging, he's just stating the fact. That's all. That is the difference between direct and indirect explanations of the Vedic literature. And Prabhupada uses that in his introduction or preface to Bhagavad Gita. That my presentation is as it is. He's telling you right up front. I'm not going to create my own. I'm going to give you Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mukya vritye se artha parama mahatva. To teach the Vedic literature according to its direct meaning without false commentary is glorious. Unfortunately, Sri Shankaracharya, by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, compromised between atheism and theism in order to cheat the atheist and bring them to theism. And to do so, he gave up the direct method of Vedic knowledge and tried to present a meaning which is indirect. It is with this purpose that he wrote his Sharirika Bhashya, commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. What Prabhupada is not explaining here, but he explains elsewhere. So the question you're probably asking, why would Krishna tell Lord Shiva, the greatest devotee, to preach this misinterpretation? Well, you have to go back historically, because before Shankaracharya, Buddhism consumed all of India. Why? And we accept Buddha as incarnation of Krishna. Keshava Drita Buddha Sharia. Jayadeva Goswami, that song, right? Like we sing Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa, you know, the Dashavatar prayer. That's Jayadeva Goswami. So one of those, prayer number 9, Keshava Drita Buddha Sharira. Why is Buddha placed in this song? Because he's Krishna. And he also had a mission. And the history is, at that time, early in Kali Yuga, the Brahmins were telling the people, it's okay, we can sacrifice animals and you can eat your meat. And so there was rampant animal slaughter under the auspices. Oh, it's bona fide. The Brahmins are saying, right? That's what happened. So Krishna was very concerned for the animals. Sadaya hridaya darshita pasugatam. That the animals were being needlessly killed. Why? Because they simply wanted to eat and fill up bellies. So Buddha came and said, ugh, don't follow these Vedas. That's what Buddha did. That's why he's called Gnostic. All he wanted to do was get them to stop killing animals. In order to do that, he had to blaspheme. So he said, don't follow Vedas, follow me. But who is he? He's God. He's tricking. He's also tricking. But there's an agenda. So Buddha's philosophy, under the patronage of Emperor Ashoka, swept all of India. Now, okay, so you've solved one problem. Now the animal slaughter is stopped. But you got a problem. Because now you've rejected the authority of the Vedas. Can't happen. Because who's the author of the Vedas? Huh. So that was step one. Now step two. All right, call in Lord Shiva. I have a mission for you. Yes, my Lord. You're going to take birth as a Brahmin, and you're going to explain the Vedas in such a way that the Vedas will be reestablished as the authority. But in order to do that, you're going to have to cheat and tell them they're God. So that's what Shankaracharya did. In order to establish the authority of the Vedas, he had it presented in such a way that the fools and rascals would easily accept it. So, what did Shankaracharya do? Yes, you are God. He just forgot about it. You are God. Oh, I like that. I'm God, and I just forgot. Yeah, you just forgot. I like this. So, by his preaching Mayavad Sannyasa philosophy, the authority of the Vedas was reestablished. Now comes Lord Chaitanya, Act 3. Lord Chaitanya has to, okay, we reestablished the authority of the Vedas, but it's a bogus understanding. So now I got to get in there, do an operation, and reestablish the real purport. And that's what you're reading about. And what is Lord Chaitanya doing? When you want to conquer something, you go for the head. Right? It's like the American government went after bin Laden. Why? You get the head of the snake. Right? So, Lord Chaitanya first went for Sarvabhauma. Knocked off that one. Now you got Prakashananda. He's knocking off Prakashananda. Victory. Parang Vijayate. You understand? Make sense? All right, let's go on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right, let's continue with this purport. One should not, therefore, attribute very much importance to the Sharira Kapashya. In order to understand the Vedanta philosophy, one must study Srimad Bhagavatam. I was talking about this last night. This is exactly what I was talking about. One must study Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins with the word Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadyasya Yata. That line, Janmadyasya Yataha, is the second line of Vedanta Sutra. That's the second line. Anvayad itaratas charteshvu abhigya svarat. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, who is the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead. I mentioned this last night. So the name Vasudev has two meanings. Son of the man, Vasudev, and one who is all-pervading. How is he all-pervading? Two ways. Super soul and by his energy, by his diffusion of energy, he's all pervading. Just like everything in this temple, does it belong to me? Does it belong to you? Who does it belong to? Or you could say you want it belongs to the temple, right? So I can't say, okay, I like that microphone, I'll take it. That makes me criminal, thief, right? This is temple's property or Krishna's property. All right. I meditate upon him, the transcendent reality, who is the primeval cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestation, and yet is fully independent. That's the opening verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. We heard that last night also in that excerpt from the final chapter of Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, if one is attracted to Sri Shankaracharya's commentary, Sharira Kapashya, his spiritual life is doomed. One may argue that since Shankaracharya is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, how is it that he cheated people in this way? The answer is that he did so on the order of his master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What name does Lord Shiva constantly chant? Ram. He's always chanting that name, Ram. What is that? Brahma Bole Chaturmukhe. And then Panchamukhe. Rama. Lord Shiva sometimes is described as five head, right? And he's always chanting Ram. Panchamukhe. Anyway. The answer is that he did so on the order of his master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Padma Purana in the words of Lord Shiva himself. So this is Lord Shiva speaking to his eternal consort. Mayavaram asa shastram prachanam baudam uchyate mayaiva kalpitang devi kalau brahmana rupina brahmanas chaparang rupam nirgunam vakshite maya sarvasvang jagatopyasya mohanartam klau yuge vedante tu mahashastre mayavadam avaidikam mayaiva vakshite devi jagatam nasha karanat. So let's see. The Mayavad philosophy, Lord Shiva informed his wife Parvati, is impious, asat shastra. Asat means what? Not eternal, untrue, shastra, right? It is covered Buddhism. See that? Covered Buddhism. I explained the history. My dear Parvati, in Kali Yuga, I assume the form of a Brahmana and teach this imagined Mayavad philosophy in order to cheat the atheists. I describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be without form and without qualities, right? Arupam, Nirakar, Nirguna. You've heard these terms, right? You've heard people say, oh, God is Nirakar. God is Arupam. That's where it's coming from. This is where it came from. Everything has a cause. And once you know the history of the cause, then you can understand things properly. Similarly, in explaining Vedanta, I describe the same Mayavadi philosophy in order to mislead the entire population toward atheism by denying the personal form of the Lord. And you've heard me say billions of times, one of the most important things you learn from following Prabhupada is that God is a person. I've asked two of Prabhupada's close secretaries, Shyamasundara Das, Harisari Das, separate occasions, I asked them personally, what was the most significant thing you learned from Prabhupada? They both said that God is a person. Very important fundamental principle. Okay. Me personally, for myself, I knew that at a very young age. I was never into Mayavad philosophy, even as a Catholic. I was born with that understanding that God is a person. So I didn't have problem. Others, I know, have problem. People that joined the movement with me and people I've met over the years. Yes, for many people, accepting God as a person was big. For me, it was like, I think I carried that from my previous life. You heard me tell a story that at the age of 5, I knew that God was in my heart, which is not taught in the Catholic religion, but I knew that. So me personally, I'm convinced in a previous life, I was one of you guys. I was a Hindu in my previous life. Yes? Well, I don't know enough if it's philosophy, but I know this much. It doesn't interest me. That much I know. They don't have prasad. They don't have samosa. right? They don't have the Maha Mantra, and they don't have the form of the Lord, right? Although they have that Kaaba, whatever that, which one devotee, yes, that's what he said. You want to hear an interesting story? One friend of mine, Bengali devotee, he passed away. He told me, this is what he said, so I can't, you know, I'm just telling you, that actually, what's his name? Muhammad came from a Brahmin Hindu family. And that what's in that Mecca, the Kaaba, what is it called? Kaaba. The inside is a Shiva Linga. But there is this thing that if Ganges water is sprinkled on that Shiva Linga, then the whole Muslim religion is over. So I've said publicly, hello, let's get some drone airplanes, fill them with Ganga Jal, bada bing, bada boom. If I met Obama, that would be the first thing I would tell him. Come on, man. Come on. We got the drone airplanes, fill them. Hey, they did it to us, right? 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 Unfortunately, that would set off World War 3, 4, and 5. So I don't know who wants to make that call. But I'm just telling you what I don't know. Yeah. I think some people are allowed inside.
Only the people who live there, just like
the Damvasis? They're
just like our
Pandit, the Pujaris. Yes.
Not all of them, the people who live there.
Yeah, they have to be the. Anyway. Haribol. Let's. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. One more time, please. All right, let's get back to reality. In the Shiva Purana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead told Lord Shiva. So the first verse was Shiva speaking to Parvati. Now the Shiva Purana. This is Narayan speaking to Lord Shiva. Dvaparadau yuge bhutva Kalaya manushadishu svagamai kalpitaistvangcha janan mad vimukan kuru. In Kali Yuga, mislead the people in general by propounding imaginary meanings for the Vedas to bewilder them. So these are the descriptions of the Puranas. So this is the benefit of reading these purports. You get some, what is that called? Insider trading information. Okay, now next paragraph. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati comments that mukhya vritti, the direct meaning, is abhidha vritti, or the meaning that one can understand immediately from the statements of dictionaries, whereas a gauna vritti, the indirect meaning, is a meaning that one imagines without consulting the dictionary. You see this all the time. Especially with books and movies. People will go to read a book or go to a movie, right? And then they say, well, I think the movie meant this. And in the high schools and colleges, the professors, they like, yes, now I want you to go to this movie. I want you to read this book. And then give me your feeling. So it's even encouraged now by the intelligentsia. Yes, tell me what you experience, which is good. Here's how it's good. Because sometimes these professors will tell their students, I want you to go to a Hare Krishna temple and come back and report how you experience. Great, send them in, folks. Yeah, they come here. Yes, because that's becoming more and more of a standard for classes such as world religions classes, or sometimes history classes. They study India. So the teacher will say, you should go to a Hindu temple and write down, and so they come with their notebooks and their ask questions, and then they say, what's that paint on your face, and why are you worshiping statues, and it goes on. All right, let's go. For example, one politician has said that Kurukshetra refers to the body, but in the dictionary there is no such definition. Therefore, this imaginary meaning is gaunavritti, whereas the direct meaning found in the dictionary is mukhyavritti or abhidhavritti. This is the distinction between the two. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one understand the Vedic literature in terms of abhidhavritti, and the gaunavritti he rejects. Sometimes, however, as a matter of necessity, the Vedic literature is described in terms of lakshanavritti or gaunavritti, but one should not accept such explanations as permanent truths. The purpose of the discussions in the Upanishads and Vedanta Sutra is to philosophically establish the personal feature of the absolute truth. There it is again, person, person. The impersonalists, however, in order to establish their philosophy, accept these discussions in terms of lakshanavritti or the indirect meanings. Thus, instead of being tattvavad, or in search of the absolute truth, they become mayavad, or illusioned by the material energy. When Sri Vishnu Swami, one of the four acharyas of the Vaishnava cult, presented his thesis on the subject matter of Shuddhadvaitavad, immediately the mayavadis took advantage of this philosophy and tried to establish their Advaitavad, or Kevaladvaitavad. To defeat this Kevaladvaitavad, Sri Ramanujacharya presented his philosophy as Vashishtadvaitavad, and Sri Madhvacharya presented his philosophy of Tattvavad, both of which are stumbling blocks to the mayavadis because they defeat their philosophy in scrupulous detail. Students of Vedic philosophy know very well how strongly Sri Ramanujacharya's Vishishtadvaitavad and Sri Madhvacharya's Tattvavad contest the impersonal Mayavad philosophy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, accepted the direct meaning of the Vedanta philosophy and thus defeated the Mayavad philosophy immediately. He opined in this connection that anyone who follows the principles of the Sharirika Bhashya is doomed. This is confirmed in the Padma Purana, where Lord Shiva tells Parvati, Shrinu Devi Pravakshyami Tamasani Yata Kramam Yesham Shravana Matrena Patityam Gyaninam Api Aparatang Shruti Vakyanam Darshayal Loka Garhitang Karma Swarupa Tyajyatvam Atracha Pratipadyate Sarava Karma Paribrangshan Naishkarmyam Tatra Chochyate Paratma Jivayor Aikyam Mayatra Pratipadyate. My dear wife, hear my explanations of how I have spread ignorance through Mayavad philosophy. Simply by hearing it, even an advanced scholar will fall down. In this philosophy, which is certainly very inauspicious for people in general, I have misrepresented the real meaning of the Vedas and recommended that one give up all activities in order to achieve freedom from karma. In this Mayavad philosophy, I have described the Jivatma and Paramatma to be one and the same. So, nice discussion between husband and wife. They're not talking about, oh, did you take out the garbage today? Did you pay the bills? Notice the nature of their discussion. Yes. Notice their level of their discussion. In this, how the Mayavadi philosophy was condemned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers is described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Lila, 2nd chapter, verses 94 through 99, where Swarup Damodar Goswami says that anyone who is eager to understand the Mayavadi philosophy must be considered insane. This especially applies to a Vaishnava who reads the Sharirika Bhashya and considers himself to be one with God. The Mayavadi philosophers have presented their arguments in such attractive, flowery language that hearing Mayavad philosophy may sometimes change the mind of even a Mahabhagavat or very advanced devotee. An actual Vaishnava cannot tolerate any philosophy that claims God and the living being to be one and the same. So there was a lot here in this purport. And there's more. The nectar is still forthcoming. We've got a lot. I will not be here next Sunday. I will be in Toronto for Rath Yatra. But the following Sunday, should we have class? The following Sunday? That would be, I'll give you the exact date, that 24th. So, I'll send out an email inviting you. Thank you very much. Shall we do a little kirtan? Haribol. What? This month. Yeah, I try to do this class every Sunday because it's one of my favorites. All right, Batukji, you're on drum. Jai. All righty.
Dictionary meaning is the actual meaning of the words as it is, just like word by word. And then, like, purport is the second meaning. And now it depends who is giving the purport.
Yes. Yes. Let's chant. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Hari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Yasoda Nandana Gopi Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear Lord Krishna, please bless all the devotees, remove all the obstacles in their lives so that they may become peaceful, happy, blissful, enlightened, and fully wealthy in love of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you for attending. Hari Bol.